One of the less publicised aspects of the federal budget is the axing of the Disability Discrimination Commissioner position from the Human Rights Commission. The current Disability Discrimination Commissioner is Graham Innes. He says the scrapping of the role will have dire consequences for the disability community in Australia. The Attorney General Senator George Brandis says the decision was part of the government's economic action strategy to repair the budget and build a strong economy. Nance Haxton reports.
The Australian Human Rights Commission has a president and seven commissioners who advocate on a range of issues from age discrimination to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander social justice. Today, the Attorney General, Senator George Brandis, confirmed that one of those commissioner roles was cut in the federal budget. Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes is surprised by the budget move, which was not foreshadowed before the budget was handed down, but he says he is more disappointed for those he represents.
There's a very great need for continued advocacy in the sector. But when you take this in conjunction with the fact that the ABC ramp-up site is being defunded, significant welfare cuts to people with disabilities, no job plan for people with disabilities, the only highlight is the continuing rollout of the NDIS, but other than that, disability is clearly a low priority for this government.
A spokesman for the Attorney General says the decision was part of cost-cutting measures that applied across government departments. The spokesman says the number of portfolios will be maintained, although which commissioner will take responsibility for disability has not yet been negotiated with the Human Rights Commission President, Professor Gillian Triggs. But current Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes says the rights of people with disability cannot be properly represented without a specific commissioner.
The work that the commission is able to do in this area without the expertise of a commissioner will be severely limited. It means that the rollout of the Access to Justice report won't be able to occur from the commission's point of view, and all of the other commission activities on transport, buildings, education, elections, all of the things in which the commission is involved, as well as the day-to-day complaints such as the recent situation where Bunting, a man who was blind, fell from a train because of there was no train announcements, the situation where Sam Cawthorne was caused to stand up on a plane for 3 to 4 hours because his inability to bend his leg was not accommodated. Those things will no longer be advocated about, and this is a very disappointing situation for the disability sector.
The Access to Justice report had been worked on for a few years, hadn't it, and was all about giving people with disability better access to the justice system.
Yes, that's right. People who are offenders or alleged offenders, but also people who are victims of violence and victims of crime who have disabilities, don't get equal access in the justice system. And we made some recommendations towards that, but now we won't be able to be involved in the rollout of those recommendations. So it'll be up to state governments to take those actions, and to the disability sector itself, the private sector, the non-government organisations, to continue the advocacy.
Does that really risk the progress of that then?
Oh, I think it makes it significantly harder to achieve results when there isn't an established portfolio position in the Australian Human Rights Commission, and people with disabilities will be significantly disadvantaged as a result.
Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes ending Nance Haxton's report.